On today's podcast, we'll be continuing on with our fire safety tips, week 4. So stay tuned.
Welcome to Warehouse Safety Tips. If you're a seasoned vodcast viewer, this vodcast is going to be different from most that you watch. It's based around exactly what the name implies, Warehouse Safety Tips. And since the people in this industry are busy, we know that time is money, so each episode will be as short and to the point as possible. And now, with all that out of the way, let's get to the vodcast.
Understanding the importance of implementing proper fire safety measures and conducting regular maintenance is critical to significantly reducing the risk of fire-related accidents and protecting lives and property. Here are 5 tips for fire safety equipment and maintenance. Number 1, conduct monthly fire equipment inspections. Schedule and document monthly inspections of all fire safety equipment, including fire doors, fire extinguishers, emergency lighting, and exit signage. Ensure that fire doors are in proper position and are operating correctly. Fire extinguishers are in place and tagged or recorded as inspected, and emergency lighting is functioning and all exit access points are clearly marked. Number 2, empower employees with knowledge of fire safety equipment usage. Provide comprehensive training, emphasizing their crucial role in adequately using fire safety equipment such as fire extinguishers and alarms. Conduct fire drills to ensure that everyone feels confident and capable in their roles and responsibilities in the event of a fire emergency. Number 3, maintain spill cleanup equipment. Keep spill cleanup equipment, including personal protective equipment or PPE, in designated areas and ensure that they're well-maintained and easily accessible. Regularly inspect and replace any damaged or expired equipment. Number 4, keep fire exits clear and well-lit. Ensure that all fire exits are marked, well-lit, and free from obstructions. Regularly check that exit signs are visible and illuminated and that emergency lighting functions correctly. And last but not least, number 5, develop and communicate a fire safety plan. Create a comprehensive one that outlines evacuation procedures, assembly points, and emergency contact information. Communicate the strategy to all employees and conduct regular reviews and updates to ensure effectiveness. As always, follow the rules and guidelines of your specific facility. We can collectively create a safer environment by adhering to these 5 essential tips for fire safety equipment and maintenance. Remember, fire safety is not just a task, it's a shared responsibility. Each of us plays a crucial role in preventing and mitigating fire-related incidents. Stay vigilant, maintain your fire safety equipment, and always prioritize your safety and those around you. Thank you for being part of another episode of Warehouse Safety Tips. Until we meet next time, have a great week and stay safe.
Before moving on, here's a word from one of our sponsors. If you've ever been to or worked in a warehouse, you know just how important safety is to both management and staff. It's almost impossible to go 10 steps without seeing safety tape, angles, signs, and/or safety products. It's these items that show us how to be safe and avoid danger in the workplace. And if you're looking for the best products to make this happen, look no further than Mighty Line. Mighty Line floor signs and floor markings offer the best industrial products out there. We're proud to have Mighty Line as the official floor sign and floor marking company for the Warehouse Safety Tips podcast and site. Go to MightyLineTape.com/safety tips to request a sample pack of their incredible safety signs and floor markings. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Warehouse Safety Tips. If you visit WarehouseSafetyTips.com, you'll find the show notes for this episode and access to all of our blog posts, previous podcasts, advertiser information, and much more. Thank you for listening to Warehouse Safety Tips, and have a safe day.